This is GIS News. Coming up, Standing Finance Committee to consider estimates of expenditure and revenue measures in early March. Mining at Allpart to begin first quarter of upcoming fiscal year. And CSME teacher training workshop underway in Kingston. The news in detail after the break.
My mother said me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them said them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy said my must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if my work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. The government is projecting to spend $641.5 billion for the 2015-16 fiscal year, 19% more than the $539.35 billion tabled for 2014-15. This was outlined in the estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives Thursday by Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Meanwhile, the Finance Minister has referred the estimates of expenditure and revenue measures to the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament for examination. After tabling the estimates and revenue measures as well as six other economic reports in the House Thursday, the minister announced that all the documents would be referred to the Standing Finance Committee, which will deliberate March 3 to 5. The Standing Finance Committee was expected to meet next week. However, Dr. Phillips says the delay is to allow all members of the committee to examine the estimates and other economic reports in order to facilitate more thorough discussions.
It is hoped that the House will manifest the highest level of commitment to work, but also, I think, maturity in its deliberations as we grapple with the challenges of reducing the overhang of public debt and stimulating growth and development for the country.
The Standing Finance Committee comprises all 63 members of Parliament. The resumption of mining activities at the Allpart Bauxite Alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth, which was scheduled for January, will begin in the first quarter of the 2015-16 fiscal year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen made the announcement while delivering the throne speech in Parliament Thursday.
Given the critical role of the mining and energy sectors to our economy, the agreement with UC Rusa to restart Allpart is timely. Full reopening of the plant at Nain is slated for the second quarter of 2017.
The Governor General says renovation and upgrading of Allpart's port and rail system will take place in the second quarter of 2015. Last year, the government reached an agreement with Russian aluminium company UC Rusal to facilitate the mining and export of up to 2 million tons of raw bauxite for a period of 18 months, valued at an estimated $60 million. And the government has outlined the legislative agenda for the upcoming parliamentary year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says among the pieces of legislation to be prioritized are the Fisheries Bill and Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority Acts. Sir Patrick says amendments to the Fisheries Bill will aid in improved management of the industry. He notes that the Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority Act will create a new body to replace the coffee, cocoa, and coconut industry boards.
This new regulatory body will also succeed the export division of the ministry in managing the nutmeg, ginger, turmeric, and pimento subsectors.
The Cyber Crimes Amendment Act, Evidence Amendment Bill, and the Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Bill will also be given priority this legislative year. And an average 2% economic growth is projected for the Caribbean in 2015. This projection from the Caribbean Development Bank CDB based on growth of 1.3% achieved by the region in 2014. President of the CDB, Dr. William Smith, says last year's growth was due to strong performances in tourism and construction, as well as increases in foreign exchange reserves. He was speaking at a press briefing in Barbados on Wednesday. Lauding Jamaica's marked improvement of 0.8% average growth in 2014, Dr. Smith says the improvement resulted from the implementation of fiscal policies under the IMF program. He's urging the Jamaican government to continue in its efforts to see the current program through to conclusion. The press briefing sought to highlight the economic performance of CDB borrowing member countries for 2014, as well as projections for 2015. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.